This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A jury has found Xcel Energy responsible for a deadly gas explosion at an Aurora retirement home. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A jury awarded more than $30 million to the family of a woman killed in the 2018 explosion at Heather Gardens Retirement Home. It was determined that Xcel Energy, Comcast, and three contractors shared the responsibility for gas leaks that caused the explosion that killed 82-year-old Carol Ross. Her death was ruled an accident, and no charges were filed. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And the utility company is also making news for another reason. New tax documents show Xcel Energy played a leading role in setting up a group that supports the natural gas industry. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
Coloradans for Energy Access launched just over a year ago. The coalition of unions, political groups, and businesses say they joined together to teach the public about forced electrification. That's their term for climate policies to shift buildings from natural gas to electricity. Tax documents show an Xcel Energy executive was a founding board member. A spokesperson for the utility insists that doesn't undercut its commitment to reduce climate warming emissions, and no customer money has gone towards the project. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Come find more coverage of Xcel Energy and other climate-related stories at CPR.org. And in a bit, we'll join Colorado Matters, where we'll hear from a skier who survived an avalanche. Then we'll hear from the Pikes Peak Poet Laureate. Stick around.